thing.
Do you want to do a test?
I can hear it really clearly. Right. But after we get into the interview a little bit, I will make sure go back and check it.
Okay.
So this is Liza Kerwin. I'm with Peter Kramer and Jack Waters at their home.
Our home office.
Your home office. And this is an interview for Artist Spaces Archive Project, as well as for the Archives of American Art. And it's funded by the National Endowment for the Arts, so we thank them, first off. It's, what's the date today? September 6th, 2007. And this is the first session. And I just wanted to begin with a little, with both of you talking a little bit about your early lives, where you were born, where you went to school, you know, what brought you to New York initially. So maybe start with Peter.
Okay. Well, I was born in Bennington, Vermont. Our family lived in Massachusetts. My father was a state representative from Berkshire County. We ended up moving to the Virgin Islands because of his association with Jack Kennedy, and spent most of my childhood there until I went away to Deerfield Academy, and then took 1 year of studies at Skidmore College, studying with Melissa Hayden, who had just retired from the New York City Ballet, and then moved to Washington when she decided that she couldn't get the fine arts department to be in charge of dance. It was still part of physical ed there at Skidmore. And so I moved to Washington and worked at the Kennedy Center and at restaurants and continued my dance training there. And in the summer of 78, I was accepted to come to New York to study at the School of American Ballet for their summer session, and have been in New York ever since. Mm. I continued studying with Margaret Krask, who was a proponent of the Cicchetti technique.
How do you spell that?
Double C, double H, or no, double C, double T, C E C, Cicchetti. I don't know, I'd have to check. You'd have to Google Enrico Cicchetti.
Okay.
He was one of the foremost teachers of the Italian school as it was handed down from Carlo Blasi. And she had actually studied with him, and she was one of the teachers at the Metropolitan Opera Ballet, and then she had her own studio that was part of the Manhattan School of the Dance, and you know, worked with various small companies, and then in 1981 I met Jack. We were both performing with this company downtown called the Battery Dance Company. And we've been together ever since. Once Jack staged his dancer's strike for not only better wages, but Jack had been promised like choreographic opportunities within the company, and they weren't really forthcoming particularly. So we formed our own company called Pool, Performance on One Leg, and started performing in nightclubs and outdoor spaces, galleries, and through that association with that milieu, particularly around the Pyramid Club here in New York on Avenue A, and Jack's association with a colleague, his fellow student, Brian Taylor, was also a part of Pool. We did a show at ABC No Rio called The 7 Days of Creation, which was 7 days, continuously 24 hours of art, music, dance, film, you know, anything goes, anything happened. And that was our initial, my initial introduction to ABC No Rio.
Mm-hmm.
I had never been there before. Our friends Brad Taylor and Carl George had made contact with the directors, the then directors, Alan Moore, Rebecca Howland, and Robert Goldman.